Tyson. I wanted to give a quick update on that. This project is still moving forward, although slowly. We had a full leadership change pretty much at Tyson Corporate. Then, of course, we had a full leadership change at the state level for Kansas. So our core team is still intact at Tyson, though, and we're still looking forward to continuing that relationship. Now they're getting their team on board with what's happening. There's a couple things, though, that I think we need to work on in the meantime. One is we need to make sure that we're building that relationship with Kansas Department of Agriculture. We've broken down our targeted economic development analysis that we had done specifically to food processing, and it also came up that food processing value-added product, particularly poultry, was a very good fit for us. So we want to make sure that we get that material put together and we're good to go. We have that backup data, and we provide that to not only to Tyson but to other poultry companies that might be interested in our region. Because as Tyson even told us, we don't have to date exclusively, but they sure like us. So the other piece that I think we need to be working on, and is what actually held up the project in Humboldt, Tennessee. The Kansas Department of Commerce and the Kansas Economic Development Alliance rolled out a new program called Site Certification. And we've gone through something similar back in 2000. We did this for the site that we're targeting for Tyson. But it's time. It's been almost 20 years. It's time to kind of go back through that site certification, making sure that site truly is shovel ready for Tyson to come in. We're also going to be doing this for Terryville, and we're also going to be doing it for Independence. So that's the next step. Basically, what it is a checklist that says, is there any brownfield contamination? Is there any transportation issues? What is the history on this parcel of land? Has it always been farmland? Has it ever had an industrial property? Is there a plume of groundwater contamination from a company that is upstream from there? So all of those things that we have to know, what the topography is, what the type of soil is, soil borings, make sure it's not solid rock so we can't build on that site. So those are the things that we need to make sure we have addressed before any company ever comes on to any of our sites. So that is Coffeyville's last large available site that we have left. So I would suggest that is the site we move forward on. Plus, it checks some boxes for the Tyson project. If we do this, it saves 6 months on the back end when they finally do say, okay, we're coming to Montgomery County, we're coming to Coffeyville. They won't have to take 6 months to do this. We'll already have it done and have all the reports ready to go for them. So in Humboldt, Tennessee, if you followed it closely, they announced it in November of 2017 that they're going to Humboldt, Tennessee. They did a ceremonial groundbreaking in June, and they didn't actually break ground until August, September. So it took them almost a year to do this due diligence on that site. So we're trying to circumvent that as much as possible and save time. So the moment they do their announcement, we really can have a groundbreaking a few months later once the permits and everything that are in place for that. So that is one piece of feedback I would appreciate from you guys. Right now, there's just a pre-application, and the pre-application just says, here's the site, here's the map of the site, this is why we want to look at this site. It's very basic. And then the board will look at it and say, okay, yeah, it qualifies, you have enough acreage. And then at that point, we'll bring it back, and you guys can analyze the site as well, see if you approve it, and then we'll officially move forward. But right now, we're just kind of in that preliminary, make sure the site even qualifies for that process. So I'll bring that back to you.
So the ball's in their court.
Yes. So, well, the ball's in your court because you both have to agree that you want to do a site certification for the site, but we might as well see if it even qualifies for the site, which it should, but we might as well see at least if it qualifies before you guys go into the in-depth proposal because it will take some time. There are a lot of grants available to cover the costs to do all these studies. KEDA, Kansas Department of Health and Environment have grants. The Brownfields Program has grants. I think there's even some grants with the state of Kansas and other avenues that will help cover some of these costs so we don't have to worry about dipping into our general accounts to pay for these studies. So we'll know more once we dip into the full proposal, and we'll outline what all those costs would be before we ever move forward.
And that college up in where was it, Manhattan, Kansas State?
Yes.
Will they help with that?
Yes. Yeah, they will. So they'll do a lot of the analysis. They have their engineering school come down and do a lot of it at no cost as part of that as well for us. So we're very lucky to have such good resources in our state.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Mm-hmm.